A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
We are now going to move into our power couple segment. We love doing this every Sunday. Joining us in the studio, Jeff Hermusis, who is the area vice president and managing director for Asia Pac for Malware Bytes, and his beautiful wife, Sharona Hermusis, who is the owner of Body by Sharona. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in the studio today. Sharona, let's start with you. Body by Sharona. Tell us about that.
Well, Body by Sharona is a freelance personal training company. We specialize in strength and conditioning and also bikini fitness coaching. Right now, I'm currently training for the bikini fitness for the Amateur Olympia in Vegas in September this year. So it's a big show for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably my last before I hang up my shoes.
Or hang up your bikini or whatever you hang up.
Actually, it's actually the crystal shoes more than the bikini. But yeah, I guess you could say for both.
So you're doing both coaching and you're doing your own body training as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Great. Yep. And Jeff, many of us might be familiar with Malwarebytes, remediation, people that have hacked your accounts and stuff like that, but tell us a little bit more about what Malwarebytes does.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Glenn.
Sure.
Yeah, Malwarebytes believes that everybody deserves a malware-free existence. So I set up the operation in Asia Pacific about 2.5 years ago. Company's about 10 years old. We've got 27 people now running around the region, and there's no shortage of companies that are getting infected with malware, ransomware, all the bad things. So our business is going crazy, and we're very happy to continue down that path.
It seems like just about every time you turn around, somebody is getting hacked. And is it just inevitable that everyone is going to at some point have a bad experience?
Yeah, I mean, there's a very good chance that everybody's already got some malware on their computers. The idea here is how do you fix that, right? But at the same time, how do you protect yourself going forward? So Asia Pacific is a melting pot for malware and what they call dwell time, and that's the amount of time that bad stuff stays on your computer. So you want to take that out as quickly as possible.
Right.
And then in addition to that, you want to protect yourself so somebody doesn't come in and lock up your computer and ask for money to release your files. And there's a lot of that happening right
sure.
now.
Joining us in the studio today for our Power Couples segment is Jeff Hermusis, Area Vice President and MD Asia Pacific for Malwarebytes, and Sharona Hermusis, who is a physical fitness trainer and competitor and owner of Body by Sharona. Sharona, you mix two very different lifestyles between working out of the gym and Jeff often being on the road traveling around the region. How does that work out for you two as a couple to try to match each other's schedules and have time together?
I'm actually quite fortunate to be able to manage my training times because I'm a freelance trainer, so I can actually schedule things to work around family life, home, my own training, and also my other job, managing the villa in Greece.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the advantage of being on your own and working for yourself. So you can actually, you know, fit in the times that works well for you and works well for the client. So I'm a little bit picky with the kind of clients I have. So, you know, that works best for both of us.
Yeah. The villa in Greece, that caught my attention. Jeff, tell us a little bit about that.
We've had it about 18 years. It's been a great family home. The kids have grown up there. We've got three girls, one out of university, one in university, and a 14-year-old. So for them, it's home. I'm Greek-Canadian, half-half. We spend our summers in Greece mostly. So it's been a great part of our lives that we look forward to every summer.
Yeah, and Sharona, you're Singaporean, correct?
Correct.
Yep, there we go. You've been in Singapore for how long? Yeah.
In Asia, 34 years. Right. This is the second stint in Singapore. It's 8 years this time.
Yeah. And Sharona, you lived outside as well, too.
Yes. So we were out in started off in Hong Kong, and then we went off to Bangkok, Shanghai, then to Greece, and finally back here to Singapore.
Lots of travel, huh? Lots of stamps on the passports.
Yeah.
Jeff, as you work with Malwarebytes on trying to help companies restore their systems or keep their systems safe in the first place, as you travel around the region, where do you feel like where there is the most risk?
Yeah, unfortunately, with malware, Glenn, it's all over the place, to be honest with you. There are some countries, more developing countries, I'd say like India, for instance, Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, where Android devices are a huge risk, primarily because they manufacture their own phones and they're not taking the proper precautions. Mm-hmm. But it really is all over the place. In Singapore, you know, we've had the health breach a few months ago. In Australia, there's massive breaches all the time, the Cadbury factory down there. So they don't prefer any one type of person. What they prefer is money, and they'll do anything they can to get into your system.
Yeah, the ransomware now, aside from just being hacked with some sort of bug or virus, the ransomware is really a big thing in the last few years, correct?
Yeah, ransomware is taken right off. Phishing is the big thing now where people are getting you to click on a link, basically, and get you to send money. But ransomware is really deadly because unless you pay them for your stuff back, you're not going to get it back. So unless you've taken the proper precaution to start with, you're at risk. And the threat has changed a lot, Glenn, and that's the problem. People don't understand that everybody is at risk now, and it's not like it used to be where you have some kind of protection. That's not enough. No, it's real time now. Everything's happening real time.
So oftentimes computers come with the standard sort of off-the-shelf security software. Is that enough?
No, I mean, antivirus is kind of passe now. You know, it's one part of it. It's based on a signature. Criminals these days don't base their attacks on a signature. It's real. It's live. They're trying to get in right away. It could be as simple as, when you're on your computer, your browser's been hijacked. It's gone. They've put an exploit kit on it and returned it back into your computer, and it just sits there. In Asia, it could be up to over almost 2 years, right? And if it's sitting there, it could explode any time. And when that happens, that's when all the bad stuff happens. So that's what the remediation part is. You got to make sure you get that stuff out, but at the same time, you got to protect yourself as well.
Sharon, I know Jeff travels a lot around the region. How do you guys find time to spend time together?
Oh, when he comes back, we do stuff together. We like to take long walks. So in the morning, especially on the weekends, except this weekend.
Because you're sitting here,
Yeah, we're sitting here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, going for walks in the botanical because we live very close by. Wow. We go out for dinners and catch up with what's happening with the family, what's happening with my life, what's happening with him being on the road, what's happening with work. So we do. We make sure we make that effort to do so. I think it's very important, especially with the amount of time he spends on the road.
We've only got one 14-year-old left, right? So it's a little easier now, but there's always that golden time, which is around dinner, which we kind of focus on, and everybody knows where the phones aren't allowed, none of that stuff, and it's got to be very crystal clear in terms of, hey, what are you doing? How was your day? And all that kind of stuff. But holidays are always the big one, right? That's kind of when we spend, we get everybody together and we descend somewhere. As Sharona said before, we got the villa in Greece. That's always a great place to go and just hang out and catch up with the family.
You mentioned earlier you've lived at several different places before coming back to Singapore as a couple. Do you sense that the lifestyle is different in any measurable way for couples in Singapore versus some of the other places you've lived?
I think they're all different. Here, because this is home for me, I feel a lot more relaxed because I know where to go for things, places to go, things to do. For some reason, when you live overseas, you tend to be a little bit more confined to where you are with the kids. And Singapore is small as well, so it's easier to move around, and I'm not so worried about the kids having to go out and coming back, and it's a very safe...
Of course it's safe,
...country to be in. Well, you tend to worry a bit more when you live overseas.
Jeff, what does your month look like? How much are you actually on the road?
Yeah, I'm trying to get back for the weekends. It's usually, Monday through Friday, something every other week is going on. Try and come back for the weekends and just rest. But, it's a long way to Australia. Once you get down there, we end up staying for quite a while. But it's very much just catching up on work, catching up with the family, projects. It's ongoing, basically.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we want to thank Jeff Hormuzis and Sharona Hormuzis for coming in today to be our power couple. Thanks for being with us, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.